my friend, it is possible through Jesus Christ to joy or rejoice even though you're facing a trial. This is something that is supernatural. This is something of God, that although you might be going through a hardship or a trial or a circumstance in your life, we can find joy in God's presence.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Philippians, chapter 3. I'll read the fourth verse. Paul the Apostle says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." How many times? Always, or continually. And again, I will say, rejoice. And so we're dealing with the fact that it's possible to encourage others even though we're going through a trial ourselves. So we find that Paul's in prison, and yet he's encouraging others. So I find here that he cares about others. Paul's a man of compassion. He's a preacher of the gospel. He preaches and tells the truth. We see God working effectively in his life. And also we find that Paul is a man of compassion. He cares about people. He cares about the condition of the church. And we should care about the condition of the church. We should care about others. Paul cares and is concerned about the lost, and he reaches and preaches the word of God to the lost. And my friend, we should have a burden for the lost as well. Now, the apostle here uses the word joy or rejoice some 10 times in this short epistle, just 4 chapters, but he uses this word 10 times. Even in trials, it's possible to rejoice in God. Now, Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And then he repeats himself and he says, "Again, I will say, rejoice," to get the point across. You mean it's possible to rejoice in the middle of your trial? My friend, the answer to that is yes. In fact, we can turn to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2. "My brethren, count it all joy." Notice what he says. "Count it all joy when" what? "When you fall into various trials." What? You mean count it joy when you go through a trial? That's right. That's what he's saying. "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Various trials means multicolored trials. No trial is just alike. All of them are different. In fact, you know what? You don't have to go looking for the trial. The trial will find you. It knows where you live. It knows your address. So you don't have to go looking for it. It knows you, and it will find you, my friend. He says, "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials." You mean I'm supposed to rejoice because I have a trial? No, I don't rejoice in the trial. But I can rejoice in this. I can rejoice in what God is working in me or through me in that trial. I can rejoice in what God is doing in my life through that. That trial is going to cause me to look to Jesus, to trust in God, to depend upon Him. Verse 3 says, knowing what? That the testing of your faith, you know, your faith will be tested. In fact, true, genuine faith is faith that is tested. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces, well, what's it produce? The Bible says patience, or we can say the word endurance. You know, not many people really ask God to give them patience or endurance. It's not something you can just lay your hands on somebody and say, "Okay, in the name of Jesus, have endurance." No, this is something God is going to work in your life. He's going to sanctify you in your life, my friend. Endurance, meaning that I'm not going to give up. I'm going to walk with Jesus to the end. I'm going to believe the Lord. He says in verse 3, "But let patience have its perfect work. Let it take its course, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Well, what does that mean? That I might come to a place of full maturity. In other words, rejoice. God is working. Rejoice. God is sanctifying. God is perfecting. Why can we rejoice? Because of the deep inner working of the Holy Spirit.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.